U.S. News and World Report is out with its list of the 2024 best hybrid and electric cars. That's our Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us is automotive correspondent John Vincent. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. Well, let's go straight to the headlines and the awards here. Give us the overview of what these top vehicles were.
So at U.S. News, we look at research rather than just our own opinions. And so we looked at electric, hybrid, and plug-in hybrid vehicles that do well in our rankings, but also have, you know, good charging speed, good range, good EPA fuel economy estimates. And so we came up with this list of vehicles in different classes that are better than their peers in all these areas.
Well, let's talk about the winners here. We want to go through them, I guess, one by one.
Okay, let's start at the top. We'll start with the best luxury electric car. That is the 2024 Lucid Air.
Terrific. And tell us a little bit more about why that wound up on top there.
So the Lucid Air, at the top of its range, it has more than 500 miles on a single charge, making it the longest range electric vehicle you can buy today. It's just a fantastic car. The performance is phenomenal. It's basically a better Tesla Model S than the Model S. It's fast, it's comfortable, it's roomy, and it's relatively inexpensive for what you get.
All right, let's move on to some of the other categories here. You have best luxury electric SUV.
That's the Volvo XC40 Recharge. Volvo's naming strategy is complicated because both their fully electric cars and their plug-in hybrids have their Recharge suffix. But the XC40 Recharge is a fully electric small SUV. Again, excellent performance, lovely cabin. The typical Volvo simplistic Scandinavian design that's elegant. Just a lovely little SUV.
For the best electric SUV, what did you come out with?
That is the 2024 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Now, some people would argue whether the Ioniq 5 is an SUV or a car. It's kind of on that dividing line. But what makes the Ioniq 5 special is that the way that Hyundai packages their EVs, unlike some manufacturers that give you a big front trunk, Hyundai puts all their electronics up there and gives you that space back in the cabin. So the Ioniq 5 has a fully flat floor, tons of cabin space, again, because it's electric, excellent performance. The Ioniq 5, it's just a good all-around electric car. And there's one more thing that it has that we'll hear a little bit later about some of these other ones, is the Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis platform. I'm sorry, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia platform. Generally charge faster than everybody else in the marketplace right now.
And when it comes to the overall best electric car, Hyundai's there too, right?
That is the category of electric car as opposed to electric SUV or electric truck or anything else. That's the Ioniq 6, built on the same platform as the Ioniq 5, but a very distinctive look. Hyundai calls it the Streamliner. The look is polarizing, but I think it's pretty cool. It's like nothing else on the road today.
The best electric truck category.
This is a segment that's getting more crowded by the day. And one of the earliest entrants is still the best, and that's the Ford F-150 Lightning.
Then we're taking a look at the plug-in hybrids and hybrids. Tell us who came out on top.
Volvo S60 Recharge. This is a true sleeper car. It has outstanding performance in a car that doesn't look like it should. Again, it has the Volvo interior, which is great. Because it's a plug-in hybrid, you can get a decent range by just plugging it in for a couple hours.
And moving on in the category here?
Kia Sportage plug-in hybrid is our best plug-in hybrid SUV.
And for just hybrids and not the plug-ins?
best hybrid is the 2024 Toyota Camry. The last year of its current product cycle, it's still a great contender, fantastic fuel economy, and it's a Camry. So, it's a car that's going to run forever.
And in the SUV hybrid category?
2024 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's a very competitive segment, but the Tucson comes out on top.
And finally, the luxury hybrid.
2024 Lexus NX Hybrid. Hi, Toyota's been doing hybrids for a long time. They're very good at it.
Well, some may think, well, the Tesla Model Y was the top-selling electric car in the world, maybe top-selling car in the world, yet isn't in here. So give us sort of the explanation.
The Tesla Model Y is a great car, and it is currently the top-selling electric vehicle in the world. It's also one of the higher-selling vehicles in the U.S., behind, pickups and other cars like the Toyota RAV4. It's very popular. It's not perfect. It's though the prices have bounced around a little bit, it's still a little expensive. Tesla still is dealing with quality issues across their lineup, they're a little hard to get serviced. So all of those things figure into how journalists look at those cars.
And the methodology here, I mean, one of the things, did you take into account the ease of charging, things like that? Because Tesla seems to have a really big edge, or has had anyway, until now.
Absolutely. The Tesla Supercharger network is far and away the best fast charging network. It should be said, though, that most EV buyers are going to be charging at home. So while we talk about those fast chargers a lot, that's not where the majority of charging is done.
Terrific. Well, there seems to be still a reluctance among some consumers to make the jump to electric. What are your thoughts about what's behind that and if that is going to be changing?
It will be changing. We're still in the Model T era of the modern electric car. And it's actually the second era of the electric car. We had electric cars in the, early 20th centuries, but century, but they didn't make it then. Electric vehicle wide adoption still has some significant problems. The fast charging infrastructure is not there yet. It's getting better, but it's not good. If you're in multifamily housing, it's very hard to own an electric. If you're in an apartment where you don't have a reserved parking place with a charging station, it's really hard to justify having an electric car.
For more info on what you've done here, where should people go?
Head over to usnews.com and click on the Cars tab.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for spending time with us, John Vincent from US News and World Report.
Thank you.